But I'm willing to give it a start and to see. I mean, the object of the software that is created for this kind of thing, the idea is to make it easy to put information into it. That's the idea. If it's hard to get your information in, you might as well not make that software. So those you find the best package to input information, because that's what it's all about. Oh. That's actually half of it. Half of it is inputting information. The other half is being able to go back afterwards and retrieve information.
Oh. Yeah. I can understand that.
Once I get something going, I'll let you know.
Yeah. I would love to peruse through that.
Yeah, I'd scan all these pictures in, scan them in, and then you can have them. You can see the person's name, picture. You can click on it and see their picture, and then maybe if you know anecdotal stories, the stories can go with the pictures and flesh it out.
Yeah.
That's what it's...
Well, I think I've done my bit.
Yeah.
But I still would like to see,
yeah,
just what kind of magic there is in there, because Weezy said that, she said to me, there's a name Winslow that crops up in the northeastern U.S. in Cape Cod and around there. And there was a man by the name of Winslow who came over in the Mayflower, who was an administrator and ran the first community of Boston. Hmm. And it would be neat to find out if, in fact, he was part of the family.
Yeah.
It's just like one thing that I've been trying to find out. There was in the Middleford family, there was a Ulrich Middelfart, I think, married a woman by the name of Stinchen Tunder, which was another prominent family in Trondheim. And then I worked very hard on trying to read a book that I have about the Bishop of Lund, who came from Middelfart in Denmark, and his name was Mats Jensen Middelfart.
Oh.
And he became the Bishop of London. It was really, he was really an important person. But he had a whole slew of children, and one of the eight or nine, and one of them was called, I think, Maria or Karin, something like that, who married into the Tunder family. And it would be nice to know if there is a bloodline there. I can't find a contact in Trondheim who can help me. I've written to newspapers asking if they'll put a notice in. Mm. They don't answer.
Well, they want you to pay, I'm sure.
Well, of course I would be prepared to pay. So, she, this woman, she married a guy who was, I think, principal of a school in Trondheim, and in that time, that would be in late 1700s, I think, or early 1800s. If you were the head of a school, you became president of the school.
Oh.
So this guy is listed as president, so he died in 1696, I think it was. And he married into the Middelfart family. And his young and the bishop, Jens Middelfart, he had a son. His last son was called Raphael, And Raphael was married twice. The first woman produced 5 children and then died in childbirth. He married again and produced 17 children by her.
Oh my God.
So they had 22 children. And if you can believe this, I think it was one of the children of this Raphael who bought the Middelfart house in Trondheim. So I thought, well, if this horny bugger could produce 22 children, just think of a job he had to try to place his daughters properly.
Yeah.
So I thought, there's a very good chance. If the tender line doesn't work, maybe the other one would work, because he was personally, this son of Raphael, he was personally a friend, close friend of our relative Middelfart in Trondheim.
Did they take their name from the house?
Yeah, they gave the name of the house, but I forget what it's called.
But did they take their name Middelfart?
No.
Middelfart from
no,
there?
I don't know.
Oh.
There are lots of things like that might be really interesting to poke into, but it's beyond me. I'm too old.
Well, as I say, I'll dig out that software and get myself reoriented again. And put in some information.
Well, the only place where the records are now are in Wheezy's computer.
Okay.
I don't have any.
Did you put the records into the computer from your notes?
No, she was sent the records from Ireland as computer records.
Right, from the spit test.
Yeah.
But you've collected a lot of genealogical records before that test.
Oh, yeah.
So are those records anywhere but on paper?
This program has dug up passport records.
Yes, but the information that you collected over the years, is that in boxes in the other room?
It's what I had printed out and gave to everybody,
right.
Or sold to everybody.
Okay. I have a copy of that.
Yeah, with all the pictures that I thought I could put in there.
Yeah. There are three volumes. Where are those pictures now, the original pictures?
Well, they'll be in those boxes.
Okay.
And there are some on the wall here.
Yeah.
But only a few of them. So I would really like, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know if I should give them, if there might be a museum or something that would be interested. I don't know.
What, the pictures?
Well, I was thinking of both the letters and the pictures. Oh, do you want them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome to take them.
I think that stuff should stay in the family.
I do too, but if they just sit here in the box, it could get thrown out.
No, that will never happen. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Oh, I feel very responsible for that. I have a treasure trove.
I know. It will be well looked after. You bet. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah. Well, it's just like my genealogy books. Each one of them have gems of information. And the reason why I'm interested in the Tönder line is that I have a Norske Slektsvåpen. I have a book that I bought from an antique dealer in Denmark.
Huh?
And it shows the family crest of the Middelfarts has part of the so-called Lund family, and the other part is Tundr. And Lund turns out to be that Raphael, who was born in Lund but moved to Norway, he called himself by Lund, just like his father called himself Middelfad, even though his real family name was Jensen. This was the habit. So, there are little tidbits here and there. It's never finished thinking, geez, I wonder what about this, wonder all about that. And I think the reason why I did the genealogy, you know why that is? Because I was so pissed off at myself for not having asked my parents any questions before they died.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
I don't know how they met. And Taki, you know what Taki was?
Sure,
Taki,
sure.
You green?
Yeah.
She told me a snippet from the wedding in Eau Claire in 1926, when father went over to marry Anna Louise. He evidently, and I can't imagine any man doing this stupid thing. In his speech, he gave a speech, and in this speech, he would read one word of what he was going to say in a sentence, and he would interrupt it by saying, "Thank you for Louise." Then he would give another word in the same sentence and said, "Thank you for Louise." And so, and he said, went through his entire talk this way, and I thought, he must have been insane. Taki told me that. She was present at that wedding.
Wow.
I think it's really weird.
I forget now how many siblings he had.
My grandfather, my great-grandfather?
No, your father.
Oh, my father? My father had, the oldest was a girl, and she, what was her call? She called Christina, I think it was. Then father. Then Paula. And then Andreas. And in 1988 or 1902, I'm not sure which date, there's a note that a child, Ragnvald, died 2 years old.
Oh.
So there was a sixth child that didn't survive very long. Christina married a minister, if I remember correctly. And as I said, Paula married into Hordlaug.
I remember Andreas.
And Andreas.
I remember meeting him in 1981.
Yeah, you were telling me about meeting him.
Yeah.
He died in, that was 81, you said? He died in 83, I think it was. Or maybe he was 83, I can't
remember. He was a very old man.
Yeah.
He was not very firm. He was very shaky.
Oh, he had very poor balance.
Yes.
He went to an art show in Oslo and fell over right next to a very valuable sculpture sitting on a pillar. He damn near knocked it over. But that's something I was going to tell you about from my experience. This break.
Yeah.
I'm going to, when I have an appointment for a scan of this, evidently next month sometime, I would like to find out if they could give me a scan of my other side, because maybe it's just as vulnerable as this side.
Yeah, maybe.
And that is osteoporosis. And it's a hell of a handicap.
Mm.
I wonder how much that's inherited.
Yeah.
How much you could stay on top of that as a potential danger and getting involved in proper medication.
Yeah, understood. Yeah.
Because that could be fatal unless you look after yourself if you fall and you can't do anything. How I managed to get from there,
yes,
all the way into my bedroom,
yeah,
with a broken hip, I don't know, but I did it.
Do you remember? Do you remember doing it?
Well, I dragged myself there.
God.
First around the pole, then about there, and I stumbled over to there.
Oh, my God.
Held onto the wall.
Jesus, Murphy.
I was freezing cold. And I realized if I didn't get to the phone, then what?
Yeah. Thank God you got to the phone.
I got to the phone. I sat in bed and I said, now what was that number again? 911.
Right.
Man, I'm glad I remembered that.
You sat in bed with a broken femur?
Yeah.
Jesus, Murphy.
It was very painful.
Yeah, I guess so. Holy moly.
Yeah. I've always thought of myself as having a very low tolerance to pain. But I don't know how I got there. I really can't tell you. My left leg was just dragging after me. I'm very glad I did.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah. But then if it hadn't been for the fact that I locked all the doors, the 9/11 people couldn't get in. If I couldn't tell them where the secret key was on this door into the cabin.
Yeah.
So they were able to lock their way in rather than chopping the door down.
Yeah. Would you like a bowl of yogurt with some frozen fruit in it?
That sounds good to me.
All right. I've been recording a conversation.
That's fine.
Yeah. Owen says to say hello.
Yeah. Did you read his message on his card?
No.
You should read it. It's really, really delightful. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's worth more than the picture.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I'm going to write him in special letters.
That's a good idea.
Was the name
Old father's older sister. She was evidently a wonderful person. While Pavlo was, at the end of the war, was nuts.